Welcome to Season 3 of E-Commerce Fastlane, Episode 124.
You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company powered by Shopify. Listen to real conversations with partners and subject matter experts as they share proven practical strategies, platforms, and the best Shopify apps to help you accelerate your business. The time is now for you to improve efficiencies, grow revenue, profit, and lifetime customer loyalty. Please welcome your host, startup founder, and strategic advisor, Steve Hutt.
This episode is brought to you by LimeSpot, the leading AI product recommendation software solution for high-growth brands. Their all-in-one platform helps you acquire and convert customers by creating targeted experiences on and off-site. Brands that use LimeSpot see an average increase in revenue of 20 to 28%. Very compelling. They're able to showcase highly relevant products and deliver higher conversions than competitors by leveraging the largest independent AI data set of over 100 billion signals, combining product data, consumer behavior, and trend analysis. The result is deeper engagement, higher average order value, increased revenue, and strong return on ad spend. LimeSpot uses that data to create a customized on-site experience for each shopper throughout their journey, from landing or homepage, through product pages, cart experience, and post-purchase, using recommendations targeted to each customer based on product information, shopper information, and intent. In addition, the platform allows you to layer on targeted experiences based on sophisticated segmentation, giving you the power to personalize emails, collections, upsells, and more based on purchase history, behavior on the website, and customer insight. And that's not all. LimeSpot's newest offering is a very unique Google Shopping solution, the first of its kind in the market. The solution uses AI to enrich the attributes shared with Google, pre-validates and automates your feed, and passes through product and audience targeting information from your website. The result is higher discoverability and an average improvement in return on ad spend of 10 to 26x. Absolutely amazing. From Google Shopping to personalized product recommendations and emails and on-site, LimeSpot ensures every customer has a unique and customized experience. Smart brands truly understand that creating a personalized experience is critical to driving both sales and lifetime value. Get started with LimeSpot today and turn shoppers into buyers. You can check them out at LimeSpot.com. Well, hey there, it's Steve, and welcome back to the E-Commerce Fastlane podcast. Now, if this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. New episodes are available each week with your favorite podcast player through Apple Podcast, Stitcher, Google Play, and Spotify. Or you can also sign up online at ecommercefastlane.com and be notified when a new show is being released. My guest on today's episode is Sina Jafari, who is the founder from Duoplane. That's Duoplane. And they're an order management platform that helps Shopify merchants to automate their fulfillment through dropship suppliers and through 3PL warehouses, including Amazon. We're going to dig into that in a few minutes. It really is an interesting and powerful solution. It's automation that makes it easy for you to grow and manage your e-commerce business through expanding your product mix, you know, of complementary products, you know, without the capital outlay. It's really interesting. It's a very timely episode for those that are looking to expand and grow their Shopify business. So hi, Sina. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks very much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
So I mentioned a little bit at the top of the show. I know Duoplane does a lot. I mean, if you go to the website, you can take a look. I know you're in the middle of a redesign right now, but I just love the graphic that you have that shows the simplicity, but then the potential complexities that can happen for brands that get involved with drop shipping. So they have their own product mix, but they want to sell somebody else's product without having to spend the money. They want someone else to fulfill the order on their behalf, and or they have access to multiple warehouses where their products are located for speed reasons and just, you know, all different reasons why people have multiple locations. I look at that graphic, I'm like, okay, wow, it's interesting that you have somewhat solved the problem of automation and fulfillment. So maybe you can share maybe a little bit on a high level exactly why you built Dualplane and the kind of the problems that you're attempting to solve for Shopify brands.
Sure. So, you know, at a very high level, we're an order management platform, but, you know, we work with a very specific subset of e-commerce merchants who have these distributed fulfillment models. And just so that, really quick explanation of what that means, you've mentioned a few different fulfillment methods that a lot of our clients use. So drop shipping, which means shipping directly from a supplier or distributor to the end customer without ever taking possession of it. We also have a lot of clients who have warehouses all over the place, or they work with 3PLs, which are just outsourced warehouses who handle all the logistics. And then there's also a large number of merchants out there who are doing print-on-demand or manufacture-on-demand type products, where, you know, the product isn't actually created until it's been ordered. And so there's a ton of benefits to that type of model. As you mentioned, you can really increase the product offering, the assortment, get into new categories. You can have the full range of colors and sizes. You know, you can have that sort of theoretical endless aisle of products. That's sort of the obvious benefit that a lot of people think about. The other non-obvious benefit that I actually think is pretty important as well is just the focus that it allows merchants to have on their core business and on being able to really optimize that customer experience and focus on the front end and the shopping experience and things like that, and not spend as much time and mental bandwidth and money on fulfillment and logistics and really rely on experts for that. So I think that's another of the benefits. In terms of the problems we solve, I mean, anyone who gets into this sort of a distributed fulfillment world knows that it can be really complex and very challenging. I mean, anytime you're working with outside parties on anything, especially when you have a lot of them, it becomes a big sort of communication and information management issue. So, you know, you can imagine if you start sending orders to outside parties to fulfill, you don't have as much visibility and control over where the order is. Has it been shipped out? You know, where's the tracking? I mean, there's lots of sort of control and visibility issues that come up. It's also just more complex. You know, if you're dealing with lots of partners that all have different needs, one warehouse might need data sent to them in one way, like an XML document. Another, you know, small vendor might just need an email sent to them. Another, you know, one would have just, you know, different data needs. So all of a sudden, you're dealing with lots of different vendors with many different needs. And for a lot of merchants, that actually ends up being a very manual process. I mean, even if you have a traditional order management system in place, you know, splitting orders, reformatting them, turning, you know, one file into a certain CSV file, et cetera, you know, keeping track of the orders, it just becomes really complex. So that's kind of what we try to solve for. And we focus on really automating and streamlining all of the interactions between a merchant and their vendors and fulfillment partners. Specifically in what we do, and you mentioned that graphic that's on our website, but basically it's order routing is probably the biggest thing that our clients use us for. So taking an order out of Shopify, splitting it based on who's going to fulfill each item, and getting that order information to the right supplier or warehouse in the correct format, and then retrieving the tracking once the order is shipped. So that's order routing is one piece. Inventory syncing is another piece of what we do. You can imagine that, especially if you're selling from a shared inventory, if you're selling from a drop shipper, you want to make sure, obviously, that if you say something's available, that it is actually available. And so what we do is we'll sync inventory from a merchant's vendors or their warehouses and make sure that their Shopify store is always up to date with the correct inventory information. The final piece is around invoicing and payments. So streamlining the process of paying vendors, making sure that invoices are reconciled, you're paying vendors for what you think you should be, for what shipped, etc. So those are the three big areas that we really focus on. And I guess I should also just mention, we also provide a vendor portal, which the visibility and sort of coordination issues that often arise in a drop shipping world, the point of the portal is just so that vendors and the merchants are actually literally working off the same system. So there's a way for them to log in and actually have their own order management view of those exact same orders that the merchants have sent to them.
Right. No, I love it. Yeah. Thanks for sharing that, because that's the thing is that, you know, you can, I know people using your tool, and I, you know, when I look at this graphic, I can see that there's a lot of different use cases because businesses are complex. It can be challenging and everybody has a different use case. And so it's nice that over time, you've iterated your platform, to accommodate for some very uniquenesses that come out of certain businesses. So kudos to you that you really are trying to help this kind of automation side of fulfillment, and having a central portal, I think, is just fantastic for as a single source of truth for all things to do with the business. So let's talk about, I guess, your journey, because it always fascinates me, like, why people build what they build. I know a little bit of your backstory because we talked offline before recording, but it'd be nice to share kind of publicly, like what do you believe positions you, I guess, to have the desire, and then number two, I guess, to have the expertise, like, to want to create this platform?
I mean, Duoplane is a classic scratch your own itch kind of company. So I founded this company after personally having been in the e-commerce operations and fulfillment world for a while. So I started an e-commerce company back in the age of dinosaurs, I guess, for most people, back in 2003. And I co-founded a company, and I sort of gravitated toward more the back-end operations of that company, sort of fulfillment, customer service, finance, et cetera. And it was a company that was in the furniture space, and we had tons of, from day one, hundreds of different suppliers, big product assortment, and we actually decided to adopt a drop shipping model from day one. And so there was no software to do it. I mean, I was typing, copying and pasting orders into QuickBooks and, QuickBooks desktop, and faxing orders to vendors. And so it was just a very manual process, a lot of late nights kind of just, trying to keep up with everything. And I ended up learning how to code and wrote some software for that business to help automate it. It was pretty basic, pretty simple. But over the years, rewrote the software a few times. And as we learned more and as I learned more, and then ultimately we actually sold that business back in 2011, 2012 timeframe. And so it was pretty obvious next step for me to start something in this. I mean, I really enjoyed that part of my old role, was sort of, building software, and, took the learnings from that business, and, I took some time off, but really kind of, had always wanted to start, what ended up becoming Duoplane, and sort of rebuilt the software as a multi, tenant application. And for me, I'd have to say, Duoplane is definitely a labor of love kind of company. I mean, I'm an operations person at heart. I'm a sort of efficiency freak. And in anything in general, if I know that someone's struggling with manual processes, I just want to fix that. I want to kind of go in and, like, I want to automate it. And especially with people in operations and customer service roles, I mean, it's a thankless job, and things just kind of keep coming at you, and there's always fires to fight, and you never really get a break. And so I empathize with those roles because I've been there, and, like, their problems are my problems, and, when they feel good, I feel good. So that's really the reason that they started Duoplane. It's the reason that keeps me going, is I want to see those merchants really succeed because I know the problems that they've, had to deal with. So yeah, that's, I guess, the long kind of backstory of why, started the company. I mean, in terms of, what gives, our team now the expertise to sort of build this platform is, we've really gone deep into the needs of these types of merchants, and it is complex, but, we have a firm belief that it's sort of the right thing to do in terms of keeping these merchants focused on the right part of their businesses. And so this is just a world that we've really gone deep into, and that I've personally gone deep into, and I feel like I have a mission to sort of, make people's lives better, because no one really gets into e-commerce or into retail to be focused on the operations and back-end piece of it. I mean, it's just really, I think, drags people down. I want to sort of take that off their plate and have them enjoy life again.
So it's interesting about because you mentioned a little bit about this whole distributed fulfillment, and we talked about, like, with drop shipping in general, you typically can connect to so many different warehouses, different 3PLs, these third-party logistics companies, and, I think this multi-warehouse kind of world. Well, Shopify does have some connections for, like, location inventory, and you can assign a certain location to and have a certain location fulfill an order. And I mean, there's some basic things that are available in there, but let's talk about maybe some of the benefits that you see for those that maybe, instead of having be one location, why someone would want to expand their product catalog. I mean, other than the long-term financial benefits, I mean, I think people are pretty firm. They understand that part of it, but maybe they don't quite understand the back-end infrastructure, this distributed fulfillment model that you're talking about. Are you able to kind of unpack that a bit for those listening today that might consider getting involved in drop shipping. They have an existing product selection they want to expand upon, and they found some trustworthy partners that they believe can help expand and help, you know, just share the wealth between the two brands together as a partnership. And so just would love to hear how you believe Dualplane fits in that kind of business model.
The way that we think about it is, you know, when there are two partners who are working together like that, our goal is to make them feel like they're part of the same company. And that should be the ultimate goal for any sort of dropshipper or 3PL arrangement. I mean, it shouldn't be sort of a handoff of information where information is getting lost. What our goal also is to kind of meet the supplier also kind of where they are in terms of, you know, making life very easy for them. So even though the merchant's our client, we actually often think about the vendor or the 3PL as sort of who we're trying to please, because dropshipping is something where it has to work for both parties equally well. They have to sort of both see the value, and they can't be a pain where, you know, let's say you're a merchant and you want to send your supplier orders and you're sort of saying, I'm going to send it to you as an email. I don't care, you know, even if you had the market power to do that, like that's not a very good situation. Instead, what we like to say is, you know, we want to enable our merchant clients to go to their partners and say, hey, oh, you use, you know, this warehouse management system? No problem. Dualplane will send you your orders in the exact format right into your warehouse management system. You don't have to do anything extra to work with us. And we have a bunch of integrations like that. We actually have like a Shopify integration where if the vendor and the merchant, the you know, our client are both on Shopify, an order can come in from one Shopify store. We'll split it up. We'll put, you know, the pieces that need to be fulfilled by the other Shopify merchant in their Shopify order management system. So that's a big part of our philosophy that I think really, you know, makes this work for our clients. And I think just, you know, even if you're not going to use our system for this, I think it's just a philosophical, the way that merchants should think about this is that you have to think about this as a whole ecosystem where every piece of it has to work for everybody, because it really is a true partnership when you're doing something like this. It's not really the old world of, you know, where a supplier and a merchant might view themselves on opposite sides of the table. In this case, they're both working toward pleasing the end customer. And so it has to be viewed much more as a partnership as opposed to, you know, kind of a traditional vendor relationship where you're just buying from them and, you know, they don't really care kind of what the actual experience is. And so I think that's a big part of what we try to instill in our, you know, software and just how we do things is that it's a true partnership with the outside parties.
Would there be any drawbacks? I mean, you have software that certainly can help solve a lot of these problems, but are there any drawbacks of having a distributed fulfillment model?
Yeah, I mean, so there are a ton, and I guess that's why we exist. Yeah, I mean, the biggest one I mentioned a little bit, sort of that lack of visibility and that lack of control. So not knowing where your orders are and not knowing whether or not your partners have enough inventory. I mean, those are definitely some of the biggest issues that come with this, is just not having that, you know, it's not in your own warehouse. You don't know exactly what's going on. But again, we sort of view that as an information management problem. So I think that's where having a good system in place solves for that, or at least kind of, you know, helps it. And again, I think I mentioned earlier, like it is just much more complex. There's, you know, you have more partners, you have more data to manage, you have all these, you know, little transactions that are going out to outside parties that you have to keep track of. And so it's just a lot more to, you know, to keep track of. And especially if you have a lot of partners, you know, you've got more people to, you know, sort of be communicating with and set standards around. So there are a lot of drawbacks, but again, I think that my personal philosophy and our philosophy as a business is that the drawbacks are solvable, and the benefits of using a distributed fulfillment model far outweigh it in terms of just the ability to focus and the ability to grow your business. But I think everyone should go into it with eyes wide open, that it is not easy, and it's not something that one can do without sort of, you know, having some forethought around what the right processes are.
So it seems like some of the takeaways that I'm getting here, I guess one would be like pick your partners kind of carefully, I think would be one of them, just because you're trying to build this relationship. And it's not necessarily just a transaction. This is a, you know, hopefully a long-term mutually beneficial relationship. And I think that's one of the reasons why Dualplane has been designed, you know, to help cultivate relationships between two, and then having confidence and having an SOP, these standard operating procedures, and a portal where everybody is in tune with all that. You know, I think building that relationship, and really I think it's exciting that there's even an opportunity for two Shopify brands. I mean, there's a million of them out there. And I think it's interesting that you could find somebody with complementary products and then choose to have a relationship with them and import their product catalog or select products into your catalog. And then thanks to DualPlane, the successful order can show up in both admins, and you know that the other party is going to fulfill it on your behalf. And however the financial arrangements, I'm sure we'll dig into that in a few minutes, but it's interesting that you have that opportunity. Pick your partners wisely, and then if they happen to be Shopify, fantastic.
Yeah, no, I can't sort of understate the importance of the relationships. I mean, I think that our most successful clients, you know, have very strong relationships on the supplier side, and yeah, it's not a pure transactional, you know, model. I mean, there are the opportunities for that. There are large distributors in almost, you know, in a lot of different industries where it can be purely transactional. But I think that, you know, in terms of the most successful clients that we see that actually have a strong market position, I think the relationship with the vendors is very important. Again, it's also just, you know, when it comes down to when there are issues with an order, when there's, you know, maybe delivery damage or something, you know, you want a strong partner to help you resolve things very quickly, because that creates either a very loyal customer or it creates a really bad experience, you know, how issues are dealt with. And I think that's one of the big challenges with dropshipping, that is, a relationship is key to making a good end customer experience.
So let's, I guess, pivot a bit over to, I guess, the multi-channel part of commerce. I mean, it's pretty common knowledge now that, you know, you want to have your Shopify store, but you also would like to sell on marketplaces, Amazon being one of the largest ones, but, you know, there's Walmart and Best Buy. I mean, there's so many marketplaces, niche marketplaces, and different places that you can retail your products on. And so let's talk about Amazon, because I know that Shopify natively can have that sales channel turned on. And typically the way it works is you have your products or a select range of your products up on Amazon.com, let's say for the US. If you sell there and their products are not in FBA, meaning they're not in Amazon's warehouse, they're still in your own warehouse. If that's the case, then the order would then show up in your Shopify admin. You would fulfill that Amazon order kind of on behalf of Amazon, but even though it's your store, you fulfill it, you update the tracking information, and then it just, you know, forwards it on way through inside Amazon to the customer. But I think that DualPlane does it a little bit differently as far as, and maybe you can share more about the 3PL side of it. If people are choosing to have all of their inventory at Amazon, and maybe all of their inventory is there, and so if they're sold on Amazon.com or they're sold on their Shopify store, there's a way through DualPlane now to be able to connect and make sure these orders are fulfilled correctly.
Hey, we have a couple different Amazon integrations. So we do integrate on the marketplace side, but as you mentioned, Shopify has a native integration for that. And I would say most of our clients do use the native Shopify integration. You know, some maybe for legacy reasons have us connect directly to Amazon for pull orders and pushback tracking. But the other integration that you mentioned is the one that's probably, you know, more common and sort of more, you know, in our wheelhouse of why we exist, which is a lot of our clients do have inventory at Amazon, and there might be some routing logic that they use. For example, if an order comes in, depending on maybe, you know, where they have inventory or the value of the order, or if there's other items on it as well, there's a lot of really complex logic we can put into our system. We might choose to have Amazon fulfill that order, or it might go directly to a drop shipper, or they might have it in their office or their warehouse. I guess that's sort of a part of our Amazon integration is more on the back end side, and, you know, using them as a fulfillment provider, you know, in order to just sort of make smart decisions on whether or not something should be fulfilled from there.
And what about the financial aspects? Because I believe that, you know, as you build these partnerships and you want to be honest and transparent, I mean, I guess each time an order is fulfilled, an invoice is created. And so knowing that, and I understand that you connect to Xero and QuickBooks. And I mean, there are a lot of Shopify apps that do this sort of thing where I think it's more journal entries, and it's good for an accountant to do audits and notice to readers at the end of the year and that sort of thing. So on an ongoing kind of transactional entries and stuff like that. But on the other side, there's the accounts payable part. How do you pay the drop shippers? Can you maybe talk about how DualPlane works about making sure these vendors feel confident in negotiation of the SKU and how much money money is going to be paid to them. With the portal you have, everybody seems to be open and honest about where we're at, but how does it connect to Xero and QuickBooks so everybody feels that the source of truth is correct and each party feels that, yes, you fulfilled the order for me, but I'm now going to pay you this, and it's all just open?
Yeah, so as you mentioned, just a quick background on the part of the accounting and the payables that we handle. So as you mentioned, there's lots of apps out there and services that will connect your Shopify store to your accounting system. And those are generally, you know, focused on the revenue side of things. So how much, you know, revenue you've brought in. And, you know, our system is more focused on the payables. So making sure that you are paying the vendors the right amount, but also just streamlining and automating the process. For those who kind of just get into dropshipping, I think they realize very early on how overwhelmed they can be with all the vendor invoices that are being sent their way, you know, often as PDFs or maybe in a spreadsheet if it's somewhat automated, but just all of a sudden the vendor's asking for money or they're charging your credit card or something, and you need to reconcile that with what you think you actually owe them. And so that's a big piece of what Duoplane does is streamlines that whole process, gets that information into your accounting system so that it can then automatically be paid out of there. Quick description of sort of what that process is and why it's important is, you know, part of it is like you said, making sure that you're paying the right amount, because you may think that an item costs $10 wholesale, but the vendor, you know, put $12 on the invoice. So part of what we try to do actually early on in the process of sending them an order is, you know, we send them the cost. So it is sort of, you know, traditional, you know, supply chain where, you know, purchase order gets sent with a cost on it. The vendor has to verify that. So there's some automated processes that happen early on to make sure that when you place the order with the vendor, that you have agreed on the cost at that point. When we actually sync the information over to QuickBooks, we actually use what you think the cost is, the merchant, what you think the cost should have been, unless the vendor sort of uses our system to flag that as not the correct cost. So there's a built-in just reconciliation. You don't have to worry that you're getting overcharged from the vendor because you're basically paying them what you think you should be paying them. And same thing on making sure you're paying for only what ships. So that's another issue that happens in the dropshipping world is, you know, you might get invoices for orders that were canceled or, you know, haven't shipped yet or something. And so our system enforces that orders are only being invoiced if they've been shipped and you have tracking. And so there's that piece of it as well, just kind of making sure that you don't have to worry. You get some peace of mind around, you know, money is flowing out of your bank account, but you have some peace of mind that what you're paying your vendor is the right amount. And again, there's also some auditing tools to, you know, we will flag orders where maybe the shipping is too high or something like that. So there's some auditing tools that will trigger some invoices from being held from payment.
That's good. That's good to hear. I'm glad that kind of connection is available because I could see that being a massive pain with getting all different types of invoices sent to you. And just, but it's nice that there's a kind of a source of truth in the middle about payments. So I love that.
Yeah, it is, and it's definitely, it's, you know, it's if anyone listening is sort of thinking about getting into dropshipping, it's one of those things that's sort of a second level concern often, you know, that no one really thinks about that piece of it until they've gotten into it and then they've kind of been doing it for a while and then they get sort of overwhelmed by invoicing. But it is something to think about ahead of time because it will come up. But yeah, it's not something that a lot of people really think about ahead of time.
So I'm going to pick your brain a bit here, and maybe you can share some advice to those listening today. I mean, there's quite a diverse range of entrepreneurs that listen each week to the show. There's, you know, some people are just thinking about launching their store. There's some people that actively have a store right now, but it's more of a side hustle. You know, and they still have a 9-to-5 doing their thing. And then there's lots of people on the Shopify Plus side that this is a, you know, the real deal. This is a full-time gig, potentially multiple employees, some cases hundreds of employees. And so we have a diverse range. But, you know, if you were to get, I mean, based on your vantage point, because I think you have a very unique position of brands that have made the decision that drop shipping is important, Amazon is a sales channel, splitting orders and routing, and some complexities that can come with growth, expanding your product mix. I just would love to hear what you believe success should look like or could look like for these brands that are, I guess, wanting to grow and scale.
The one thing that comes to mind immediately is when I think about our clients, both small and large, and we have a huge range of clients in terms of order volume and size of companies, I'd say the one thing that comes to mind in terms of the ones that are successful are the ones that are not afraid to kind of try new things and move quickly. Because, you know, sometimes, you know, we get someone, they'll start a Shopify store and they'll hook up Duoplane and ask a lot of questions. And we always try to push people, like, just do a test transaction, you know, go in the back end and just try it, see what happens. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, I'd say, like, if you find yourself in that situation, push through that and kind of just try new things. Even as a bigger company, if you're, you know, moving to a new platform, we have a lot of people who are replatforming off of old legacy systems that are starting to use Shopify and Duoplane and other systems all at the same time. And on one spectrum, you write a bunch of RFPs and you sort of sit in the conference room and you sort of think about it. And then the other spectrum, you just try things out. You get a Shopify store up and running, you hook up a bunch of marketing software, a bunch of operation software, and you just start running transactions through. That latter group always does better just because they're just moving fast and they're just trying things out. You know, and I'd say that's probably the biggest thing. And I think that's advice for both small companies and big companies is, you know, don't be afraid to kind of try things out. And if you can't try something out, it's probably a bad sign, right? If you're using like a piece of legacy sort of old software and they're like, well, it's going to be a 7-month implementation process. That's not how the world should work anymore. And you should be able to see if it works really quickly. And then I guess the only other thing that comes to mind again, when I think about our clients who are really successful is really having a genuine brand and a strong relationship with your customers. And we talked about relationship with vendors, but I think I'm a big fan of independent retail. I mean, I think it's going to win ultimately. I think the trust factor of having a strong relationship and having customers be able to really count on you and to feel like you know them, I think is such a big piece of what makes winners in e-commerce. And so I would say, you know, again, small and large, I think you have to have a genuine, you know, brand and you have to really know your customers' needs and really tailor the buying experience, the fulfillment experience, everything for them. Because, you know, everyone's different. Every kind of affinity group, you know, you can, you know, really lock down sort of what makes them happy. And I think that's really important, and not to treat kind of, you know, one buyer the same as another. If you know them well and you're genuine, I think it comes much more naturally than trying to figure out some group that you think just is a big market or is, you know, an interesting demographic or something. So I would say, you know, being genuine is very important.
Yeah. I'd add to that, when you think about the influencer marketing sphere, there's been, you know, a lot of backlash. Even my wife, even as of late, has, you know, stopped following certain people just because there's just too many sponsored posts, too many disingenuous relationships that truly are monetary only. And it just doesn't work anymore versus maybe actually building an authentic relationship with actual people that actually enjoy your product. And so, yeah, I can see how that being an important factor. So let's talk about the future of Duoplane, because your product's been iterated for years. I mean, I've been with Shopify for almost 4 years now, and your platform has been recommended numerous times by me and many others. I've listened and read internally. And knowing that, I just was curious to see, like, what's the mindset around iteration of the platform? Like, we're in 2021 right now, middle of a pandemic. I'm just always curious about, like, how does innovation happen? Like, how are you going to continue to evolve and just continue to offer value for Shopify brands?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of work to be done. Our ultimate goal is to help e-commerce merchants operate more efficiently. We want to continue to be focused. So we want to continue to focus on the needs of distributed fulfillment. So, you know, we're not going to become a very general order management, you know, platform or get into other things. I mean, I think there's a lot of power that comes from us, you know, focusing. But ultimately, you know, everything is customer driven. I mean, I came in with preconceived notions. I had been doing this for like 8 years. And day one, you know, customers sort of blew me away with, oh, you know, I'd like to do it this way, or I'd like to do it this way. And things are changing. So all of our innovation is really customer driven. But in the end, our goal is, I think I mentioned earlier, our goal is to help merchants and their suppliers work seamlessly together as if they're part of the same organization. That's sort of, you know, how we think about what our ultimate vision is and what drives our sort of product decisions. And again, we have a long way to go on that front, but we're, you know, adding new features every day. We're trying to make things, you know, better for the vendors. We're trying to make, you know, more powerful, you know, sort of customization tools for our merchant clients, because, you know, there's no one size fits all in this world. I mean, you're working with lots of different outside parties, and so you have to be very flexible. Our system has to be very configurable. So that's a big part of what we're trying to do, is just make it so that It's easy to set up, very configurable. Everyone's happy, both the merchants and their vendors. There aren't these kind of gaps where information is sort of getting lost. I mean, we really want to kind of take over that whole interaction between a vendor and their suppliers, make it completely seamless so that it just feels like it just works. So that's kind of our long-term focus.
It makes me think about the whole business operations and kind of the technical solutions integrations. I know that like Shopify has a framework that they call MGM, this merchant growth model. And one of the four pillars, or sorry, one of the six pillars, there's acquisition, conversion, retention, there's brand strategy, but then there's business operations, and then there's the technical solutions and integrations. And these conversations come up quite a bit with brands. And obviously the marketing side is the biggest side, but you know, you can't negate the business operations side and really thinking about how does that all work. And in your case, the technical solutions of like, well, great, this is what we want, but how do we do it? And I think that's where you fit into the mix.
Yeah. And, you know, unlike in the, on the marketing side where, you know, maybe that's where they differentiate themselves, on the business operations side, I mean, it's a lot of it, at least a big part of it is just, it's got to work and it's got to work. It can't kind of take anybody down as far as, you know, your focus or anything like that. So again, that's, I think my sort of philosophy around this is, and how we think about our product and how we fit in is we want it to be like a utility where it's like your electricity or your water or something where it works every single time. You don't have to think about it and you can just count on it being, you know, reliable and there for you.
So, Sina, we are nearing the end of the show for today, but do you have any closing comments or any takeaways that you would like to leave with our listeners today?
You know, just I think maybe, you know, reiterating what I said earlier, you know, I really think, you know, keeping a relentless focus on the customer and what differentiates you is really what makes, you know, one merchant win over another and what kind of keeps those customers coming back. You mentioned retention is one of the pillars. I mean, retention, you know, can't overstate how important retention is, you know, for the health of a business. And I think that, again, being genuine and focusing on that. And, you know, I'm a big fan. I think independent, you know, e-commerce is going to thrive. And I think that the playing field keeps getting leveled in terms of technology and marketing tools and fulfillment options. And so, you know, I think that, you know, for anyone out there who's, you know, starting or big and trying to grow, I mean, I think that this is just an exciting time. And again, I think there's like sort of enterprise level options of pretty much everything that are available at even the smallest level. And again, like for the bigger companies who are used to sort of the old world of enterprise things, you know, I wouldn't get too bogged down on trying to keep what you used to have, because my word of warning is you're going to get lapped by the person who's sort of working on their laptop and just sort of moving fast, because I think the tools out there right now are just amazing. I mean, I would have loved to have had a fraction of these when we started our company back, you know, in early 2000s.
So how can people learn more about Dualplane, both the platform and content and learnings that you have available?
So, I mean, our website has a pretty good explanation of, you know, what we do. You mentioned there's a graphic that sort of shows exactly what we do. You know, on the Shopify App Store page for Dualplane, which is at apps.shopify.com/Dualplane, has a video that shows it. But really, I think if anyone has any questions or, you know, thinks this might be a solution or just has any questions at all, I mean, I think, you know, reaching out to our team, our general email address is support@dualplane.com. We're a small team. We're always together sort of working to handle all of our customer inquiries. So that's probably the best way to get in touch with us.
I know we also spoke offline too. I understand that you would like, I guess, to offer some kind of an audit for those just to see if Dualplane is a good fit. Are you able to share some of the details on that?
So I think, Steve, you said you're going to put up a link on the show notes, which will redirect to a page on our site, and there'll be a form you can fill out. And I'd be happy, and it probably would be me, maybe another member of our team, sort of just chatting with whoever's interested in understanding whether or not, you know, migrating to a distributed fulfillment model might be better for them, or if they're already doing distributed fulfillment, you know, either drop shipping or working with a 3PL, seeing if there's ways that they can streamline things, if there's any pain points they're currently experiencing. I mean, we have lots of experience with a lot of our clients in terms of just best practices. And so, you know, happy to share that to the extent that it's helpful.
So that'll be ecommercefastlane.com/Dualplane. That's Dualplane. It'll be in the show notes, but yeah, that will redirect you to that landing page. You can fill that form out and then you're good to go. And then Sina and his team, someone will pick that up, know you came from the show. And yeah, let's just find out to see if this distributed system could work well with dropshipping, or I'm still loving that idea of building a relationship between two complementary Shopify stores building an authentic relationship and choosing to each sell each other's products if they're complementary but non-competitive. It's so interesting to me that as a basic, that's available. That's really, really, really amazing.
Yeah, no, it's been a very popular integration on our side. I mean, it goes to show how many different companies are on Shopify, how many different kinds of companies are on Shopify, that it's almost a first question we ask is, are you on Shopify in terms of, integrating? So,
love it. Well, as Shopify's mission really is to make commerce better for everyone. And, it's very clear to me today that, that you're definitely in tight alignment with really wanting to help Shopify brands. I just wanted to, thank you for coming on the show, sharing your knowledge and your vision and just literally just giving back to the ecosystem. Thanks again for your time.
Of course. Thank you very much for having me on the show. I really, really enjoyed it.
All right. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Today's episode was brought to you by LimeSpot, the leading personalization platform for high growth brands on Shopify. LimeSpot increases your conversions and decreases your acquisition costs by using AI to understand your catalog and your consumers. The result is deeper engagement, higher average order value, increased revenue, and strong return on ad spend. You don't have to take my word for it. Trust the Shopify Plus certification. They have over 1,400 five-star reviews on the Shopify App Store and thousands of satisfied merchants. You can learn more about their incredible solution and get started today at limespot.com. Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you personally for being a loyal listener of E-commerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company powered by Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.